Daf is Daf Nun Bey. So we are on the very top, the Mishnah of Nun Bey Zemun Aleph. The Mishnah says, Yesomim Shesamchu Eitel Baal HaBayis. If they were Yesomim, who were relying, depending on a certain Baal HaBayis, their father died, that's why they're called Yesomim, of course. So they're relying on this person. Oh, Shemina Lehen Avim Apachapas, or their father, before he had died, appointed Apachapas, someone to oversee them and all their finances. So the halacha is that chayiv la'aser peyrosem. These individuals, whether it be the Baal HaBayis or the apachapas, are chayiv to take meiser on all the fruit that are grown.
Of what? Of what fruit?
Of the fruit that are grown in the Yesomim's property. They have fields, and the grapes are growing, and olives are growing, so they have to take meiser. The Baal HaBayis and apachapas take meiser on these. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, apachapas sheminu avi Yesomim yishba, minu bezdin lo yishba. So apachapas, who was appointed by the father, so the has to take a shua when the Yesomim get older, and they want to make sure now they're taking over their own property, they want to have the insurance that the apachapas didn't steal anything. So the apachapas has to take a shua that I don't have any of your property in my possession, it's all yours. But if the apachapas is appointed by Bezdin, so there's no need for a shua then. The Gemara is going to explain what the difference is. And comes along, Abba Shol, Omer, Chilav HaDavarim, it's the opposite. If he's appointed by the Bezdin, then you do have to take a Shua, but if he's appointed by the Father, there is no need for a Shua. And it has to do with trust. Who's
right,
appointed?
Both sides make sense.
Yeah, both sides make sense, exactly. Yeah. If the Father picks, it means the Father trusts the guy, right. So we trust him. Right. If the Bezdin picked, that means he was trusted by Bezdin. So the Gemara is going to explain all of this. So the Gemara asks, Ruminhu, asks, based on the Brisa we've seen a few places in Shas's, I think Gemara Kedusha and elsewhere, Atem Velo Shutvin, the Pasuk says, Atem, that only you take Chuma. The pasuk says, "Kein tarimu gam atem chumas Hashem." You have to take chuma. Atem, only you. Below shutvin, partners don't take chuma. Don't take chuma. Atem lo arisin, you and not the sharecroppers. Atem lo apachapasim, apachapasim also don't take. You have to, but you can't have the representative. Atem lo hatorim es sheinu shelo. You have to take chuma, and someone can't take chuma who it's not theirs. I can't have someone else take chuma for me. So we had shlichas right now, how shlichas works. But the Braisa clearly says that apachapas is not allowed to take chuma. So how then does our Mishnah say that he does take chuma in Meiser? So answers Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, lo kasher, kan lahachil, kan lahaniach. There's a difference. If it's coming for him to eat, so then Yisomim have to eat. They can't eat tevel, so then there's an obligation to first separate chumos and maises. But if it's simply to have it stay in a storage house somewhere, and there's no need to eat it, so don't take chumos and maiser.
What does that mean?
A person, I can't go into your property and take chumos from your property.
Without me knowing.
Exactly, without you knowing. So ignore shlichus for right now, because the Gemara does say that shlichus
right.
does work. But these cases are not considered shlichus. So for me to go
that's
on your property...
Kind of obvious.
Well, yes and no. The Gemara's in the Dharma talk about it. I'm doing you a tova, because now you don't have to take shumar mice.
Right.
I did it for you. Or let's say I'm taking my fruit. I say my fruit will work to be matir your fruit. So I'm taking the fruit of mine, and your now fruit's all considered mutter. So it's not stealing. I'm not taking any money.
Also, shutvim, they have a chiyuv. It's just that one cannot take on the other guy's
money,
right?
You need to do it in biyachad, I believe.
Right. Or biyachad? Or
I think
right.
so. Okay. Because Rashi says, in yachad, we need at least das. You need the consent
right.
of both parties. But certainly not, but Shabbos does not have the right to do it.
Okay.
So Gemara said, the difference is, lahachil kan lekahachil kan lehaniach. If it's for the Yisom to eat now, so they can't eat tevel, so then the apachapas, someone has to take chumas and maizes. They're not capable of doing this. So the apachapas takes it for them. But if it's simply to take the grains and put them in an oatza where no one's eating it for years, they're going to store there, so there's no need to take chumas and maizes now. When someone gets older.
Can you sell it tevel? Yeah.
You
and
could
then,
sell.
And the other people have to do nothing.
You can. I don't remember. Are you allowed to sell tevel before chumas and maizes are taken? I don't know.
I mean,
in general, I think you can, but in this case, then what? Then he's forced to keep the grains until the end.
To the end, they're supposed. No.
Meaning, let's say he needs money,
right?
For the kids, so he has to sell.
Right. So you're supposed to take chumas and maizes. The owner is supposed to take it.
Right.
Before even selling it, I don't know if a person didn't take it if there's an isser to sell it though. You might have just lost the opportunity of doing the mitzvah.
Right, you have to tell the people that.
Yeah. Okay, so Gemara says, Vahatanya, and there's a brisa where Rashi says, Benichusa, this is supposed to be a support. Hapachapin, Tormin, Umasrin, Lahachiyav, Lolaniach. They take Chumas and Meiser for them to eat now, but if it's simply for it to go away in the storage house, then they don't take Chumas and Meiser. Exactly what we said. And just the brisa continues, Umochin, Lahen, Behema, Avadim, Ushvachos. They could sell away, liquidate all these properties in order for them to have money to eat. But to sell these things and just to have money in the savings account, that they're not allowed to. So Rashi gives two reasons why you're not allowed to. One is because there's a concern it's going to be stolen. More likely money will get stolen as opposed to property being stolen. And alternatively, that it looks better for the house, for the base of VM, even though for the estate to have animals and horses and cows, a big farm, as opposed to money sitting in the bank nobody knows about, it's more chashiv for the yisomim. It's important to have chashivas in order for people to take care of them or for them to get married, whatever the case might be. It's not good to liquidate the properties. Okay. Then the Gemara says further, according to this brisa, umochen lehen peros yenos, shmanim saltos lahachi, you could sell fruits and wines and olives, all in order to get money to eat. Same idea, you can't sell in order to have it in the savings. Then the Gemara says further, Osenhan, Lulav, Arava, Vasukha, Vatitis, Vachal, Davashesh, Lokit. So you're allowed to buy for them all these different Cheftashel mitzvah, so they can perform the mitzvah, and anything else that has a defined amount. La Suye, Shofar, to include a shofar. And also for the Lokin Lehem Sefer Torah, the Altabai Sefer Torah, Tfilin Mezuzos, Vechal Davashe Shel Kitzvah. These are also items, Chepsim Shel Mitzvah, Chafatim Shel Mitzvah, that are, have a set price. Lasui Megillah, they can buy a Megillah for them as well. A whole long list. V'ein Poskin Lehem Tzedakah, but they cannot give Tzedakah on their behalf. And the Rashi says why? Because that, there's no set amount. That could be endless. And even continue to come, they're going to have no money left. They're going to wipe out the money. So tzedakah you can't give. Only something that has a price. It is a one-time purchase. Then you can do it for them. Then ve'ein poden alein es hashvuin. You also can't redeem. You can't give money to the help redeem someone from captivity. V'lo kol davar shein lo kitzva. What does that mean? Lasui. What does that come to include? Tanchumi aveilim. If for the sudas havra, they used to give money for the when the avil came home from the base kfaros. So the first meals are called the sudas havra. So all the neighbors would give money to them. That they were not allowed to give money because that also ain't lo kitza. If all the neighbors are dying and all the money is used up to buy the sudas havra, they'd be out money. They can't go to a court case whether it's to have them be guilty and pay money or even it's whether to for them to be zochen money, to win the case. They can't go to a court when it comes to nichsei yisomim. The Gemara asks, wait a second, lezakos samayla, why not? To get them money, to bring back money? Ela lachov amunas lezakos. So they can't go to a case of a chiyuv that will lead to a zechus. Mm-hmm. What's that case exactly? Does Rashi explain this?
You have to pay back some due in order to make money.
Uh-huh. That's
what,
the idea.
What does it mean exactly? I never understand ladun. Lamot bedin keneged baal din shel yitam. Meaning that nobody can sue the yisoyim?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Exactly. No one can sue them. That's what it sounds like.
Including stuff that a lawsuit that started by the father, we don't know that.
We don't know. It sounds like you can't go to...
Right,
but no, but it's true. The Gemara's Baba Kama talk about, let's say the Baal Chov has outstanding land, outstanding loan from the father, and now it's on the estate. Then I think you are allowed to collect it, but I think you have to take shvuas, like we've been saying. Right. But it must be like a new case.
Right, you have to wait for your something to grow. To
get older. Yeah. Okay. So then the Gemara says further, they cannot sell a faraway land in order to redeem one closer land, to buy a closer land. They can't sell off a worse land to get a better property. That seems why. That seems like they should be able to. Bring the land closer to them, being able to oversee a better quality land, which should be better. My time, what's the reason? The Dima Meshadfin, who knows? And Hurricane Sandy might come along and wipe the field out. So leave things as status quo and don't cause any mishaps. Leave it as is. Vein apatropin reshayin limchor sados filikach avadim. They can't transfer fields for avadim. Avam mochin avadim lochin behem sados. But the other way around, to sell avadim in order to buy property, that would be permitted. Like, Gemara doesn't tell us why that is right now, but I imagine real estate, better investment than avadim are.
Avadim get old.
Exactly, get old, and that's it. His kinu, sados, real estate gets better and better. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, you can't do the opposite. You can't sell off of avadim in order to buy real estate. My time, what's the reason? Dima lo mishafin. Maybe they're not going to be mishafin. What does mishafin mean? Says Rashi, dima lo mishafin, lo yu mishukatos et slo, shema yatsa lav irur. That's explaining what? Avadim? Why? That's probably why you can't buy avadim.
Why you cannot buy sados with... Well, you cannot sell avadim and buy sados because maybe somebody will complain about the karka and then they'll take it away. Meaning, maybe.
Oh, that's what's going on?
Limkar avadim likach sados, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, someone's going to take the field away, so you don't know what...
Maybe there's going to be an error.
Uh-huh. You don't know what the history of the field is.
Right.
Better to stay away from the field.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, Vein apotropos.
You don't say that. You could switch that on anything.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right, so...
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I guess behemoths, avadim, there's no liens on animals, and avadim, so there's
what
no concern of that.
You sell me a dead cow, whatever it is, a cow that's a...
Yeah, but that's okay. I don't know. Then the Gemara says, "Vein apachapin reshain lahotzi avadim lecheres." They also can't free the avadim. You know, there's an iser in general. Okay. The Rashi says they don't have the right. They don't have the kin. They don't have the bilus over avadim to do this.
Even if they're willing to pay more,
right? So they don't have the right. They don't have the ownership to do that. But what they can do is about mochin oson lacherim v'acherim motzin oson lacherim. They could sell the rights to the... And the reason why they're allowed to sell, well, how can they sell? They don't have the rights. So Rashi explains about mochin oson lacherim l'takanas ha'yisomim k'on l'hachil l'ikach sedos. So they need money. They don't have any money. So then for the takanas ha'yisomim, you could sell them, and then the new buyers are able to be motzin oson lacherim.
We haven't seen... They're not able to make any money off of this whole thing. In other words,
Abitrabas don't get paid.
Nothing, right? This
exactly.
It's all just for
volunteer. Chesed. Right. Comes along Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, Omer Ani, I say, Afu. I just actually read a beautiful Rabbi Yosef Engel on this. There are countless times Rebbe says Omer Ani. That's how he speaks. Omer Ani. He's the only one who says Omer Ani. So I once heard Rav Shechter, but now I know where he got this from because he loves Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel has a whole piece on Omer Ani is a nevus. It's like, my small
that's
mind.
I think, but I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, could
that's
be.
Yeah. So Rebbe,
you can do whatever you want. That's what I think.
Exactly.
I
mean, but in a humble way. Not like, I don't care what you say.
No,
this
I,
my
I,
way.
Yeah,
my way or the highway. It's like, no, I think, I don't know.
Right.
So that's just like, Rebbe finally the end of Sota, when Rebbe died, about La Nevis. So he's all about nevus. That's what it means. Omer Ani, I think, my humble opinion, Af Hu Nosein, so he says that the Eved could give his own money and he could go even though from the Apotropos. It's like he's selling himself free. It's not viewed as the Apotropos is selling him, he's buying him, he's redeeming himself, and that would be permitted. Okay, so Rashi, so what does it mean, the Tarech Lechashiv Imam Bachrona? So it says Rashi, Bachrona, it's a little bit further down the Rashi's, Kishigadlu Yechashiv Imahem Vishavishalosh Nishar Biyado Klum.
So we're under the pretense that these are Ketanim here.
Exactly. So these are Ketanim. So at the end of the day, he's make a shvu that we didn't, that the Apotropos didn't hold any money back.
If he's a Gadlu, can they be Mochiach on the Apotropos?
If they're Gadlu, I don't think the Apotropos has the rights.
Even
if, I don't think he has any rights. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamaliel, Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need this, you don't need what? You don't have to mechashiv imahim b'achrona. We trust them. Ein osin abachapin, noshin v'avadim v'katanim. Who could be an abachapis? Only a man, a woman, an eved, a katan are all exempt and not permitted to be abachapin. V'im minim avisomim harishis b'yada. But if he decides to appoint them, so then it's going to be effective anyways. But it's not very advisable. And Rashi explains each of them, for the woman, they're just not involved in business. They don't have business minds. That's not what they're used to, but certainly it does happen that women are sometimes, and therefore one can. Avadim are not trusted, and katanim are not b'nei das. But again, if the avi yisomim appoints them, then he has that rishus to do whatever he wants. That's how he decides to leave it in the hands of his children. Marna has a Maisa, who Apotropos. There's once an Apotropos, Dava Bishavavuse, the Rebbe Meir. It was in the neighborhood of Rebbe Meir. Have a Kamazvin Arasa. He was selling land of the Yisomim. Vizavin Avdin was buying back of Adam. Velo Shavki Rebbe Meir. He did not, Rebbe Meir did not allow the Apotropos to do this. Achvile Bechalme. It was showed to him, to Rebbe Meir, I presume, in his dream. Ani, let's say, Ani Laharos Vatal Livnos. I'm destroying and you're building. So,
in a question,
I'm just trying to build.
Wait, so
Hashem told him.
Hashem is saying,
Ani is Hashem.
So I'm destroying and you're building. In other words, why are you preventing him from doing this? Let him take the course. I guess Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the Apotropos to destroy the property of the Yisomim. That's what's going on.
Right.
We don't trust Chalamos. So this itself happens to be a fascinating discussion. The Gemara does invoke this concept a few places, but there are some times where the Gemara itself says Chalamos are relevant. Remember the Gemara Nidarim. There's relevance how you interpret the dream. The Gemara Nidarim, let's say a person sees in his dream that he becomes a nether. He took a nether. Right. Or something, so that takes effect.
Right.
How you mati that nether.
Was
Remer
the one who argued against him and he said that the walls of the house should
fall? No. It's Yeshua, maybe Eliezer, yeah. Okay, but that'd be interesting. That's also something that not Divrei Chalamos, but those are things that are Bishamayim, Lo Bishamayim, exactly.
Right.
That's part of the claim, that Divrei Chalamos is Lo Bishamayim, we don't trust them. Hanu Beitrei, Digru Behen Satna.
The difference is they know it's the Baruch Shem that's talking to them in their dream. We just think we have crazy dreams.
So Hanu Beitrei, Digru Behen Satna. There are two people who the Satan was attacking them. The Chol Beishimshe, every Erev Shabbos, or Beishmashos, some is usually Erev Shabbos it refers to. Have a come in say Bahadai Hadadi. These two neighbors were fighting, let's say. So Ikle Rabbi Meir Lahasam. So one time Rabbi Meir chanced upon them. Akvinu Tlasa Beishimshe Ad Aviluhu Shlama. So Rabbi Meir stayed there for three, he saw what was going on. He stayed there for 3 weeks trying to deal with this fight. And Ad Avilu Shlama until he made peace. So Shama de Kamar, so he heard one of them saying, or rather the Satan saying, Void Afke Rabbi Meir Lahu Gavra Mi Beise. Woe to Remeir that he had, kicked me, or rather, Remeir, I think, had kicked that person from his house.
The Satan.
Exactly, he kicked the Satan out of his house. Okay, so Remeir had some good powers. Ha'u apotropos, d'hava b'shavu, said the Rabbi Shuben Levi, this not apotropos in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shuben Levi, d'hava komaz bin arav v'zavin ture, he would sell land to buy ox, v'lo amar le, v'lo midein, Rabbi Shuben Levi stayed quiet. Why? Because Savrele Kabiosi, he passed like Kabiosi, the Tani Amar Rabiosi, Miyamai lo Karisi la Ishti Ishti la Shori Shori. Never did I call my wife a wife or an ox. It's not very, any woman learning Daf Yomi, they're not going to be very happy with this line. El la Ishti Basi la Shori Sadai. I used to call my wife a house and my ox my field. So it doesn't mean we refer to her that she looks like a house, of course, but meaning she was in charge. She oversaw the things in my house. Yeah. Exactly. So therefore, what? So why has he explained this? Because a shor and a sada.
Shor is like sada.
Yeah, the same din as a sada.
There's nothing wrong with this, over.
What, calling a wife a house?
No,
I wouldn't try that.
He's saying if he didn't.
No, I understand. I understand. Rashi explained, because all the tzarchei bayis are taking place by the house. Which is interesting, I'm just thinking about right now. The Gemara says when it comes to Hilchas Tzedakah that the wife does not have the right to give the money to an ani comes to the door because she doesn't know all the things that are going on in the house. But if it's a situation, the poskim say that she is really, running the household, then she's allowed to give the money. She knows all the finances. Right. So this mashma that a woman is running the household, so it could be very different. It's finances and it's a house.
All the color guys.
All the color guys, right. Right. Fine. The Gemara says, Hanu yasme dehavi smichi gavi ahi sabasa. There are certain yisomim that were dependent on a certain elderly man in the community. Havlu torsa, so they had a torsa. What is that? A shor?
Usually,
no. A cow. Okay, that's a female ox. So a cow, a tarasa, a shora, a para. Shakla v'zvinse nehalayu. So they took it and they bought it from them. So asa krovin lekame d'Rav Nachman. So the relatives of the Yisomim went to Rav Nachman, Amrulei, my Avidasa, Dizavni, what are they doing selling off this cow? Amrulei, Yisomim, Shisom, Chayetza, Ba'abayas, Tanan. V'ha, Ayakar, Brushuse, Dilokeach, Ayakar. So first of all, they're selling on the Ba'abayas, the old man, but aren't they, it's going to get appreciated value in the Rishuse, Lokeach, V'ha, Lone, Kita, Dame.
It was an old woman, right?
Sabasa is an old woman, you're right. Lone, Kita, Dame. So what's going on? What happened here exactly?
It's
causing a loss. I mean, it appreciated the next, so they lost potential money. Amalhu. So Rav Nachman says to the Krovim, Imkein Hainu Dirav Chanilai Bar Idi. Amar Shmuel, who is he? Damar Rav Chanilai Bar Idi. Amar Shmuel Nichse Yisomim Harehin Kehakdish. From Nakne El Bekaspa. They have the din of Hekdish, and Hekdish is only acquired through Kesef, as Rashi tells us. Meshicha doesn't work. And therefore, if it was only taken away, but it wasn't paid for yet, so you could retract on this. If the money was given, so then it's final and nothing to talk about. So Gemara says, Chamrei de Ravna Ukva. So what's this? The donkey, no, the Chamrei is the wine of Ravna Ukva Yasme, of the Yisomim of Rav Ukva, Mashka Barba Arba. So they had pulled, did Mashicha of wine, yeah.
Did you read
Behayik Behayikar? Yeah. So yes, but didn't it go up in value?
Right.
So they're losing out. It says, it all depends. If they only did a Mashiach, so you're right, you could retract. Mashiach, just like Hektish, the property of Apotropos is like Hektish. Hektish is only final once the money was given. If no money was given, only Mashiach was done, then they can retract. But if money was given over, then the sale is final, and there's no retracting anymore.
Right.
Fine. So the Gemara now says, Chamer de Ravna Ukva, Yasme, the wine that was of the Somim of Rav Ukva, Mashchu Barba Arba, they had pulled for the value of four per bottle of wine, let's say. The Yayaka then appreciated in value. Lukam Beshisa Shisa, they ended up being six for each. So what was the halacha? So also the Kamed Rav Nachman, Amar Lu Hainu de Rav Chinelai Bar Idi, the Amar Rav Chinelai Bar Idi, Amar Shmuel, Nichse Yisom Harein Kekish Lumaknei Lebekaspa. If only Mashiach was done, you could retract, take back the bottles of wine and resell them like at a price of six. Fascinating. So I don't think it's really hectic in a fundamental way. I mean, in terms of exactly, it's simply giving a certain extra upper hand to the Yishomim. Gemara now says Mashach, the two dots Mashach Pere Miyasme. Person did a Mashiach on the fruit of the Yishomim, but didn't pay the money yet for it. Iker, they became appreciated. Hayun Durav Chenilai Baridi, same exact case. You could retract. Zul, if it goes down, if it depreciates in value, lo yehe koach hediot chomer mehekdesh. Hediot shouldn't be greater than hekdesh.
Interesting.
Which means what? That the would mean, the Rashi says, the last two lines, the lo yehe koach hediot v'cheven de'i amshiche lehediot lo hadre hasher kol shein de lo hadre. So the buyer can retract. So he gets
right.
Either way.
He gets both.
Exactly.
Win-win.
Right. Exactly. For the lokeach is yad al tachtona and the yisomer yad al
yono.
Even if it goes down, if it cheapens.
Yeah.
Okay. The Gemara says now,
Am Shichele. They're trying to take care of the assignment.
Yeah, it's very good.
This is true. Am Shichele, Per Liyosme. It's another situation where they did a Mashiach on the Per, so the Yasomim, a Yaker, and then it went up in value. Lo Yehekach Haido Chamim Hekdish. So we should say the same thing. So why not say that this shouldn't be greater than Hekdish, and therefore this should be finalized? Even though it went up in value, even though the Yasomim were losing money. So no, wait, am I misreading that? It's going against what we just saw, though.
Yeah, the fruits went up in price.
Where are in the last line, where are you?
Am shichle peri liyosme, ayakra, a few lines up.
Okay.
It goes up in value. So lo yekach hayo chamer mehektesh. So I think it's arguing.
He cannot retract. Retract on the.
This goes against what we said before.
Well, I think not. I think it's saying that right. It's saying that even though the price should be like the higher one, but that he should there is the price and there is the ability to cancel the deal. I think.
Okay.
So he's saying even though we follow that he has that the price goes only from the moment that he paid. But from the moment they did Mashiach until he paid, he still shouldn't be able to retract the same way he can't retract on.
Right, but we said before, you're allowed to, that some are allowed to retract. If they went up in value, they can retract.
Well, we said that they can ask for more money.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, I think so. He didn't say that they can retract or not. It was just a matter of price. Or no?
Oh, all the way around, I'm sorry. Now it's a case where the Somim are buying the fruit. So they do Mashiach from the buyers.
Okay.
And now they did Mashiach and that went up in value. So the seller wants to get it back to make more money off the Yisomim now. Then we say it's finalized.
Uh-huh.
That's a different style. Before we told me that Yisomim is selling. And therefore they always had the upper hand. Now they're buying. So the Yisomim were pulled the payros and they're up in value. So if it's not finalized, they're going to lose money now. It's more expensive. So then we invoke Lo Yekach Hadot Chamer Mehekdesh. In this case, we say Mashiach, it does make it final. Zul, if it goes down in value, so, Savar Minei, the Hainu, the Rebbe Chanai, Baridi, they're allowed to give it back and buy it at the lower price. So, no matter which
that's
way.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
No, because now we're talking about Yisomim buying it.
Right, instead of selling.
So it's going to the opposite. They went down. Appreciate right. The opposite. But right. Same idea. Whatever the case is,
they win.
Right. So I'm like Rav Shisha braid Rav Idi. Aha, rahi. Lidito the zimnin the mitzarchli peri. The lack of the yavlei. Adi havzuze. So that ends up being a bad thing, because no one's going to give them any fruit until they pay the money up.
Right. I don't want to ruin their.
I don't want to do any business with them.
Right.
Yes, and you have to look out for yourself in business.
Right.
Okay, fine. So therefore, it sounds like he doesn't like this, but he doesn't say what to do instead. It sounds like maybe it should just be final. Just Mashiach is Mashiach. He didn't say what his position would be. The Gemara now says,
meaning that he's saying that they should not have that option.
Yeah, because then no one's going to do business with
them.
Right.
Okay, Gemara says, now, Yav Yosame Zuzay, Piri. So let's say Yosamim gave money for fruit and Zul, and it goes down in value, depreciates. Lo Yekar Chayyar Chamer Min Hekdish. So it shouldn't be greater. And therefore, they're able to retract. Now, I think you can retract because you need Mashiach. Mashiach, for normal purchase, you need Mashiach. So money alone won't be the purchase. You have to do Mashiach.
I mean, once you did Mashiach, then you can't get out.
Right. If you do, but in this case, you only gave money. Ayakar, if it went up in value, Savar Minei, Hayinu Rav Chinilai, Bar Idi, Amar Le, fine. So same idea, exactly. Same thing. So Amar Lehu Rav Shisha, Bar Idi, Rav Idi, Hara, he do. Ends up being bad for them, because the Asal Meimar Lehu Nisifu, Chidecham Baldia. So what's going to happen is, so let's say you paid money for it only, but you never pulled it. Now there's a concern that, so let's say I paid for it, now it's still in the guy's storage house, and the storage house goes on fire, I'm losing out on these things, if you say it's final that way.
Right.
Ends up being bad for them. Therefore he thinks you should really rely on Mashiach as well, and like we say, not on the giving of the mouse.
Right. So it wouldn't be enough.
Is this the same, who said this?
Same person, Rav Shisha, yeah. Okay.
Right.
Gemara now says, Yav luhu zuzei liyasma, you give money to the Yisomim, apir, to buy from the Yisomim. So a yakar goes up in value. So lo yehe koach hayel chamim hekdesh shouldn't be greater than hekdesh, and therefore it should be final. Zul, if it goes down in value, savar minei hainu devchinai baridi. So amal hu rav shisha, again, baridi ravidi, ha rahu lididu, it ends up being bad for them sometimes, because the zimnin demetzar chalil zuzei veleka, the yavle, ad yavle piri. Sometimes they have the money. Now, if you rely on, if Mashiach is necessary, they're not going to get any money from the buyer until they give the fruit up. They need right now the money. The person says, I'll give you the money now, and you send me the fruit next week. So
nobody's
going to
do that.
No one's going to do that right now. If you say, wait until the fruit are given, so then he has to wait a week till he gets the fruit sent over to his store and then gives it. But he needs the money right now. So it ends up being bad. So you should be able to rely on giving the money. You should finalize the deal then so they can have money available right now. So again, there's a lot of back and forth. If Adam was here, he'd be figuring out all the different Hespronos, but that's the idea. Okay, there you go. So Adam would have this in his head. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Rav Kana, Chasmin Ashtara De'ema, Zira Yasme, he and I and Rav Kana, we signed on a shtar of Ema Zira, because that was their mother, they were orphans, that the Mazmina Ara Lakarga, below Achrazasa, they sold the land. In order to pay for the Krugas, the tax. Without a achraza, without making an achraza, because normally the Rashi did achraza, but they would sell, they'd be a machriz, 30 days prior to a land, big auction in 30 days, is in order to get a lot more money for the price of property. So.
What did he do this for? He sold it because.
They needed money to pay taxes. So.
Estate taxes,
yeah? Achraga estate taxes?
Mas ha-gol-golet she-haya mutal alehem. No, maybe not.
Not necessarily. It could be any.
Stamp taxes.
So, Damri Nahardai, they would say Nahardai, Lichkarga, Lumizone, Lukvura, Mizavinim below Achrazasa. When you're paying taxes, when you're paying Mizonas, when you're paying for burial, you sell without having to make an announcement. But why not? Rashi said, Lefishain Panai. There's no time. It's urgent. The guy dies. You can't wait 30 days to bury him. Right. You need to pay the taxes. The government's coming after you. You don't have time. And mizonos, you can't wait 30 days to eat. So those things we... But other than that, when it comes to selling the property of Yisomim, we do a 30 days for the auction or to get a better price. The Gemara now says the two dots. Amram Tzava Apachapa. Amram Tzava, he was a painter maybe? I don't know. That's his name. So Apachapa, the Yasmahavi, he was a Abachapas over the Yisomim. Hava also Krovim Lakame, the Rav Nachman, the relatives went to Rav Nachman. Amri Le Kalavish Machasim Yasmi. He's dressing up in the clothing and he's using all the property of the Yisomim. He shouldn't be doing this. So Amri Lehu Kihecha de Lishtamin Mile. In order to be presentable. So, you know, it's funny how it works, but when a shner comes to your house, sometimes he's not dressed properly, you don't want to give any money, when he probably needs it more. But a guy comes with a nice business suit and let's sit down, let's talk, he'll come out with more money sometimes than the other guy. It doesn't make any sense. So the guy, you see, he's using the money properly, he looks presentable, looks like you're going to have a nice meeting with him. You hope. So the Abachapa, so he's looking presentable, so he's going to get meetings with a big gvirim. So therefore, he's doing it for the benefit not of himself, he's doing it to get more money for the Abachapa. So the Gemara says, he's eating and drinking from their property. And he's not wealthy to do this on his own. So he's obviously taking this from the Yisomim's property. So Rashi says, maybe he found a large sum of money that he picked up on. But he's also being mafsid, the Yisomim as well. He's not properly taking care of them. He's cutting down trees, all these other things. Amalhu Aisli Sadi the Mafsid. So go bring me a raya that they're actually being mafsid the property. Vishlakinu, then I'll take him out. I'll remove him from his post as being apachapas. Dama Ravuna Chavrin Mishmei Dirav Apachapas, the Mafsid Musalkin Lay. If such a person, Apachapas, is ruining the property, we remove him. Ditmar Apachapas, the Mafsid, Ravuna. Amrav Misalkin Le, the Bay Rav Shila Amri Lo Misalkin Le. So there's machlokas whether you be mafsid him, whether rather you can misalik him, because then, you know, the father appointed him, the Beis Din appointed him. Who are we to remove him? So at the end of the day, we paskin, which we would imagine, Hilchasa Misalkin Le. If you find out, you do an investigation that Apachapas is really ruining the property, so of course you should remove him from his post.
Independently if Beis Din picked him or the father picked him.
So we don't know the situation, which one it was.
Right.
It sounds like either way there would be room to leave him in his post because he's obviously trusted. We're going to probably go to the Mishnah.
Wait for you for your Mishnah. All right. Have a good day.
Okay, so Gemara says now the two dots. Apachapas Sheminu Avi Yisomim Yishpa. So this is that machlokus we had. The Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, the Apachapas was appointed by the father, he needs to take a Shavua to the Yisomim. But if he's appointed by Bezin, he doesn't have to take a Shavua. So I wants to know why not. My time, what's the reason? He loved Isle Hana Mine, Lohavale Apachapas. Had not been Hana.
Sorry.
So, had there not been Hana, from the father must have gotten certain Hana, some business dealings relationship he had with this guy.
Right.
Had there not been a previous Hana, a previous relationship, so then he wouldn't have appointed an Apachapa. So clearly he was trusted. So Mishum Shavu lo asi lemnuye. So a Shavu is not going to scare him off. I mean, rather the Apachapa rather got Hana from the father. So he figures out, so Tova will take care of the kids, take care of the orphans. So,
The Apachapas had Hana from the father.
Exactly. So he's doing a Tova for his friend who passed away and taking care of his children. So now, if we make him make a shua, that's not going to deter him. He's got so much hakar zatov for the father, the shua won't deter him. He's willing to take care of it and take the shua. Exactly. We don't want a shua sometimes as a deterrent. I'm not going to do this to the remote, make me sign papers and to have a camera, everything I do, and oversee me. But he was okay with that. So then the Gemara says, Mineu Bezdin lo yishpa. But if he's appointed by Bezdin, so we can't make him make a shua, because Mil Sabalma Hu David, Lebedina, he's just... doing a nice thing, volunteer work. But it's not worth me doing volunteer work if I need to pay for it. There's going to be risks for me. So therefore, the shua will deter him. So there's no shua in place when he is appointed by Beis Din. Abishol Omer Chiluf HaDavar, it's the opposite. If he's appointed by the father, he does not take a shua. If he's appointed by Beis Din, he does... other way around, sorry.
No.
Appointed by the father, he does take a shua. No. Appointed by the father, he does not take a shua.
Right.
Beis Din, he does take a shua. My time, huh? Minu Beis Din, if Beis Din appoints him, Yishpa, but here not, the Kanaf Galayah Kalad, Inish Timemne, who the Hasamech Alayah Bedina, Mishmashua, Lo Asilam Nuyamine. Guy feels so proud. Bezdin called me up to be the Avot Shabbos. Nothing's going to get in my way. I'm going to be the Shlech Bezdin. I'm going to even take a shvuah. I'm not going to, I don't want to lose that, the cover that I'm getting. The shvuah is not going to deter me from getting that pride I have in being appointed by Bezdin. They called me up. So that's not going to serve as a deterrent. Therefore, he takes a shvuah. But if it's a case of Avi Yisomim Lo Yishvei, he doesn't take a shvuah. Mil Sabam Hudavdi Lahadadeh. He's being very nice to the orphans. The Ramah Salai Shvuah Asalam Nuya. But I'm not gaining anything by helping the guy out, by helping these orphans out. You make me take a shvuah, it's not worth it.
It's interesting because the whole svara has nothing to do with who's trusted and who's not. It's more who will be willing to even take a shvuah or not.
That is true. Nothing to do with nemanis at all here.
Nothing actually, to do with nemanis. I mean, I thought originally that it made sense that one is more neman than the other because the basin will make sure, let's say, that the person, according to the one, that the person is a neman and the father may be. But this is only who's willing, like on which each one is disagree on who would be willing to make a shvuah.
Yeah, it's true. It's about who's willing to take that risk.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a fascinating psychological point also, right, about the pride of being appointed by Bezdin.
Yes.
Okay, says the Gemara now, right before the Mishnah. Tani, the Braisa tells us that Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav Chanan, before that. Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Hilchasak Abba Shal, we pass like Abba Shal, that the appointed by the father, one does not take a Shavuah, the appointed by Bezin, one does take a Shavuah. There is a very, very long, interesting Tosos here for a second. Tosos writes, Hilchasak Abba Shal, he says, "I'm Omer Rabbeinu Tam Dekein Halacha." That's how he paskin. Dafagav Dekein Malon Gemara Irvin De Mishnah Asher Belazar Ben Yaakov Kavinaki Ubrayse Katani Nami Vechein Halacha Ktvarav Ein Lemedim Halacha Mipia Talmud. So what's going on here? We're going to see in the next brisa that Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov holds that the other way around, that you take a shvuah in both scenarios. So don't we always paskin like Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov at Kavinaki? How could you paskin like Abba Shaul, who goes against Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov? So he says, "Ein Lemedim Halacha Mipia Talmud." So I'm not quite sure what that means exactly, but maybe what it means is you don't learn from a brisa. I don't know what he means by that. Right. You can't learn from a Mishnah brisa. You have to learn from the Amoraim afterwards who see what they said. So no one uses Bryce as a source of halacha. So from a mission, Bryce alone cannot learn.
So it seems that the halacha is like Abba Shaul.
Exactly. He's just pointing out, even though Elazar ben Yaakov says differently, and we always say Kavanaki, that he is always the best psak, in this instance, since no one paskins like him, so we don't go with him.
So and we say that only the person who's appointed by Basin does the Shavuot, the father.
Exactly. Well, let's read this last Brisa now. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Zev, Zev, Yishbav, Alacha, Kedvarav. They both take a Shavuot, and that's how we paskin. So it sounds like we paskin Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov here. But the Brisa says that, not the Gemara.
What are you reading?
Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer.
Okay, yeah.
He says, Zev, Zev, Yishbav. Both cases he take a Shavuot, no matter who appointed him. Alacha, Kedvarav, and that's how we paskin. And that halacha kedvarav is not the Gemara speaking, that's the Braisa speaking. So we can't learn halachas from what the Braisa tells us the halacha is. It has to be what the Amoraim tells us the halacha is. Tani Rav Chal Tachlifa Bar Ma'arva Kamed Rabbi Abou Apotropas Sheminehu Avi Yisomim Yishba Mipnei Shunose Schar. The father, appointed by the father, he does take a shvuah because he's collecting money. He collects money? I thought he gets no money here. What's the Nose Schar that he gets?
Seems that
it's
nice to schar.
Yeah, it sounds like he does. He gets money for revealing himself. Amale at Aisa Kava Vakailile. So this is a rule across the board that you brought a container and measured it. Does every Abba Chabas take money? Not true. Some Abba Chabas does this for free. So a guy won't do this for free. If he's getting money, so I hear it makes sense for him to take a shua. The guy's doing this as volunteer work, so you can't make him take a shua. It's not fair. He wouldn't do this. Not because he is collecting money, because he seems like he has the din of a nosischar. Why? Because it must be that he had a relationship with the father before him, and that he's returning the favor to us for the father. The father gave him a certain hana. That was a schar. The schar he received from the father before he passed away. He's like a nosischar, and therefore
the fact that he accepted he must have received some anoah from the father.
Exactly, and therefore he's a din of anos eschar, right. And he has to take a shvuah.
Yes, the anoah kibel anoah me'aviv ba'ur.